control.
Are you ready over there, banana boy?
Manamana.
Hey everybody, welcome to week 8 in the NFL, live from Lexington, Kentucky. Dead Air Dennis here with my cohorts, my compadres, Beer Man from Classic Rock 92.1.
Hey buddies.
And in this corner, Brad Taylor. I know, I had to dial it down a little bit because I could feel the enthusiasm about to explode.
You can feel the enthusiasm, and yet we can smell the bourbon.
Where have you been today? It's Wednesday evening as we do this podcast every week. So
Keeneland.
Yeah, were the winners yours at Keeneland today?
For some people, you got Disneyland. Others, you have Machu Picchu. For me, Keeneland. And a 2-hour vacation in the middle of the afternoon on a Wednesday and the LEX. That's all I need. It's my spirit animal.
Yeah, and you went there on some road trip or for some reason.
It was just a radio thing.
Oh, a radio thing.
Yeah.
Oh, then why wasn't the beer man and myself? Why weren't we invited?
It's cold today.
I don't know if you guys know this or not, but I don't really like you that much. Not in public, anyway.
Well, at least I don't wear a toboggan that looks like yours just to cover my head. But I mean, that's neither here nor there.
If you were at Keeneland today, you would have gladly taken this toboggan, whether you like my head or not.
Now, dude, bottom line, though, did you win? Did you come back with more money than you went with?
No, I was down a little bit today.
Down a little bit today?
Down about $20, $30, yeah.
$20, $30? Oh, that's not good, I bet.
He only bets a nickel per race. That's the problem.
I just saw 475 races. I bet 5 cents a race. That's my thing. Now follow me on this. It's called the grind.
Strategy works.
Why are we talking about this and not football?
All right, let's talk
22%
football.
22% of the time, it works every time. Okay. All right, football. Did we learn anything from last week's partaking of the point spreads in the desert, other than the fact that we no longer have to deal with Dennis's 10 commandments from the mountaintops this week that we burned in effigy last week?
I thought you guys would like the fact that I was just dialing in my picks. That way you wouldn't have to look at me nor talk to me. I can go back to that.
Or smell you. That's the probably
week 7 records. Dennis finished a blistering 8-6. Brad and I tied at 6-8.
If I would have bet $1 million on each game, I would have made $2 million last week.
Now you got the big.
I got the juice now.
Okay, $1,800,000.
Okay, whatever.
It's a stiff vig.
I don't want to deal with your man. I'd rather go offshore. Anyway. So, anything we learned on the field last week, especially Monday night with the Chicago Bears?
They could be the best team in the NFL. They could be.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. October 26, 2022, Beer Man proclaims the Chicago Bears the best team in the National Football League.
The only thing that I don't understand, apparently they're sellers coming up to the trade deadline as they got rid of Robert Quinn today.
Why wouldn't they be sellers?
They're the best team in the NFL. Did you not hear that part?
I'm not buying that part.
Oh, okay.
I heard it. I heard it well.
Buy or sell Chicago Bears playoff contenders.
The interesting thing about the Bears is that they continue to just give Justin Fields a little bit more rope every week and a little bit more trust. I mean, he still is making a lot of mistakes, but, you know, he's getting there, and I like what they're doing with him. I will say that.
They're bringing him along the way that you should bring along a rookie quarterback. Even though this is his second year.
If I told you that right now the desert says they're going to win 7.5 games this year, over or under 7.5?
They're at 3 right now.
Under. Sticking with it.
Really? I'm sticking with the over.
I got to go under just to piss you off, Beer.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, that was a statement game. I mean, it was Monday Night Football, but it was also the Bill Belichick versus George Halas record thing. The Bears were not going to let Bill Belichick beat their legendary coach in wins. I mean, Belichick will do it inevitably, but not against the Bears, and they ensured that Monday night.
So we talked last
about the Bengals.
Week.
You're right. The Bengals continue to become more explosive.
I am bringing up the Bengals. We talked last week that the Bengals have not allowed a second half touchdown.
And it still remains.
The Bears, 3 points, 3 points, 6 points, 6 points, 8 points, 9 points.
Yeah, their defense is really
their defense
really
in the second half is solid. They've been in every game except for one. I don't want to discuss that one, but since
what did you
then,
learn?
That team has not been in any games.
What'd you learn, Brad?
Bengals, 9.5 wins. That's what the desert says right now.
Still?
For the season. 9.5. A little bit of juice, -115 to the over. Over or under 9.5 for the Bengals going
I
forward.
I think they found their mojo.
I think I'd go under to, or over, too, right now.
I'm going to be optimistic and say over. They've got a pretty easy 3-4 weeks ahead if they pull the next 4 weeks out like they should. Plus, a bye is in there, too.
Other than the top three, Bills, Eagles, Chiefs, Bengals are right up there with anybody. Mm. I wouldn't take anybody over the Bengals right now. They're right up there with all those other second-tier type teams.
Much like the conversation with about the Bears, how they're coaxing along Justin Fields, they've done the same with the Bengals offense and the offensive line that they have.
Yeah.
They've given them time to gel together. And we said this. We all three sat here and said the same thing in week one, too, that that it would take them a while before they got used to playing together. I mean, that's a unit. That's five guys up front that have to work together.
Well, look at the Rams. I mean, their offensive line has struggled all year, but it hasn't been consistent. They lost Whitworth, yeah, and they're completely discombobulated.
Are we ready to talk about some games? Week 8 of the NFL season.
Bring it on.
Thursday night football. Oh, we got a good one here. Baltimore Ravens, Tampa Bay Bucks. Very interesting line move here. Line open, Tampa -2. I've seen as much as Baltimore -1.5. The last 48 hours or so. But as we currently sit here, the consensus line, Bucks now, 1-point favorite. We'll start with Dead Air Dennis. Total 45.5.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a Thursday night. It's a Thursday night game.
An intro for, I don't know. Okay.
You know, I mean, I got to find my notes here. I don't have any notes on this game at all. It's a stay-away game for me. Tampa Bay has underachieved. Baltimore has underachieved. Neither team really looks that great. Baltimore looks like the better team, but do we really trust that? Tampa Bay is due. Tom Brady is due. It's a better team than we think it is. I mean, if I were pushed here, I would go with Tampa Bay.
I'm going the opposite direction. You know, Brady's got a lot of personal stuff going on. I can respect that. I would say the field is kind of his sanctuary, but I don't know if it's a sanctuary throughout the week. And I feel like...
Was it his sanctuary last week?
Huh?
And what about the week before that? I mean, how often is
it? No, that's what I'm saying. I think it's taking away from his preparing for the game. I think during the game, he's not thinking about it and he's competitive, but leading up to it, I think his head is not in it, a la practice.
What's your excuse
and stuff
for
like
the
that.
Defense then? The defense supposed
well,
to
Well, no, it's all the way around. Mm-hmm. But I'm taking Baltimore in this game.
Okay. She sells sanctuary. What I've heard somewhere from
the cult.
The cult. Two tickets to Earth, Wind, and Fire for Jefferson and little brother. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, sanctuary is where Tom Brady does see the field right now because the last 2 weeks, who has Tampa lost to? Pittsburgh and Carolina.
Carolina.
Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Five straight losses against the spread for Tampa Bay, right? Oh, they have no chance. Give me your tired, your poor, your weak. I love Tampa in this game. It's the old bet against the public after a bad game. And now you've got them against two bad games. Public is all over Baltimore here because everybody's jumping ship on Tampa. Perfect time at home. Give me Tampa and the one. Laying the one. A best bet for me. Give me Tampa -1 over Baltimore. Let's go to Sunday and let's just get it over with. Chicago Bears. Dallas Cowboys. Justin Fields, who I thank for that big run early to get over that 41.5 rushing yard total for a little prop culture, against Dak Prescott. Bears, 9.5-point dog here, 42.5 total. Beer man, of course.
To me, this is one of those I don't think the line makes sense at all. I kind of was thinking Dallas may not be the better team, but I didn't like the Bears' offensive line going up against Dallas's defensive line. Coaching in Chicago has been spectacular. They've been in just about every game except for one against Green Bay, which sucked, but not 9.5. Do I think Dallas will probably win? I'm leaning that direction, but Chicago will be in this game, and I'll take the Bears and take the points.
Dak Prescott wasn't that impressive coming back. Did you think he was going to be? No.
Oh, he's rusty.
Of course not. Why would he be impressive? I mean, he's just trying to get through a game and trying to get his mojo back. The Dallas defense is every bit as good as the Chicago defense, probably maybe as good as. This just feels like one of those games where Chicago comes out of a Monday Night Football game, their Super Bowl of the season, if you will, And now they're prepared for the letdown. I will say this. I was impressed with the way that the strategy they came out with in the second half to beat Bailey Zappe, because that first half, when they switched quarterbacks, all of a sudden you're thinking, oh, my God, New England is going to win this game after, you know, Chicago puts
up. Well, they reeled off 14 totally quickly not. On right. two straight drives.
14-10 just like that, absolutely.
But they make the second half adjustment. They come out, and they are firing. So, yeah, I'm taking Dallas minus the points in this game.
I'm going to take the Bears here, but only because it's 9.5 and only because it's against my religion to lay more than a touchdown in the NFL, basically, at any point in time. Dennis, you said it well, short week. I think you're going to see a lot of running here from the Bears. Might be a good spot to take an under, but the 42.5 total. I'm going to take the Bears based on the sole fact that I'm getting 9.5 points, and this year underdogs are just killing it, especially touchdown plus underdogs. Next game, we're going to start in London, the London game in the morning, Denver Broncos. Still no official word on the quarterback, but it looks like it's Russell Wilson. They're taking on the Jacksonville Jags, Trevor Lawrence. Jaguars, somehow a 2.5-point favorite here. Low total, 39.5, Dennis.
Yeah, Jacksonville's been disappointing for the last, how many weeks? 3 weeks, I think. They probably should have beaten you, the Giants, last week. Denver will need to throw. Russell Wilson has shown this year that he can't throw. I'd rather see the other kid out there, to be honest with you, if I was a Denver fan. Travis Etienne has the running back position secure now that James Robinson is gone. And I think that's going to provide a lot of security and maybe a little bit of that might settle some locker room issues, too. I'm not trying to say that I know what's going on there because I don't. But it just feels like this is one of those great opportunities for Jacksonville. I love them minus the 3 points.
Somehow the New York Football Giants are one of the better teams in the NFL this year. I don't get it. It's got to be 100% Brian Daboll. Jacksonville was favored against them last week. That's got to tell you something. They're on the way up, even though it's a bumpy road on the way up. Denver has just completely fallen down. Give me the Broncos.
Jacksonville, the last 6 times they've been favored, they're 0-6 straight up, 0-6 against the spread. Can't stand prosperity. Can't stand it when anybody's on their side. Who's the quarterback for Denver? At this point, does it really matter? I don't like this game. I'll take Denver in the 2.5, hoping that Russell Wilson goes through. Another game, though, I'm looking to take an under with some potential weather and windy conditions over at Wembley Stadium in London. But, not exactly a big-time reason to wake up and set that alarm clock for 9:30 in the morning.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I wouldn't lay any real money on this game whatsoever.
Right, yeah. A non-stogie pick is what we like to say, yes. Next game, the Las Vegas Raiders. Derek Carr, quarterback. Facing the Saints in New Orleans, Andy Dalton has been named the starter here. Raiders, 1.5 favorite in New Orleans. Beer man. Total 49.5.
I don't want to say Vegas has been disappointing this year. They just haven't been able to overcome everything that they overcame last year. They've got a little bit more consistency there. They just aren't bringing it to the field. I do feel like at some time this year, Vegas is going to go on a little bit of a streak. I don't know if it's right here, but I do feel like they're at least going to start a one-game streak right here. I'll take the Raiders.
One-game streak. It starts here.
You got to start with one.
Beer Man and I are on the same page, which is a rare occasion. Andy Dalton, did anybody notice that Andy Dalton had like 40-plus fantasy points last week while throwing 4 interceptions? Andy, I love Andy as a person. I like him as a quarterback. I've been cheering for him to succeed this year. But I'm taking Derek Carr and the Raiders here. I just think that they're the better team. And the Saints really don't seem to have a whole lot of belief in themselves as a team. They've underachieved all season long. The Raiders have tried and strived, just like they did last year. The Raiders really swell up for these games. And their coaches, they're good motivators. So, give me the Raiders.
Riverside, best bet. Taking the Saints here. Both these teams have gone over 4 in a row. So you're not going to be lacking for points here. Another one, too. Raiders have covered 3 games in a row. But none of those were his road favorites. And I'm not a big fan of laying points on the road with this Raiders team. Saints outright, still sixth in the league in yards per play margin. So it's not like they're underachieving in the stat line. They're just underachieving on the scoreboard. They had the Bengals beat a couple of weeks ago. I want to take them again in New Orleans over the Raiders here, an inferior team to the Bengals. Let's go to the next game. Carolina Panthers, Atlanta Falcons, P.J. Walker. Oh, don't give me this Baker Mayfield stuff. P.J. Walker, the new franchise in Carolina. Marcus Mariota for the Falcons. Falcons lost their first game against the spread last week. Now 4.5-point favorites at home against Carolina. Dennis.
I don't want to say I called it, but I called it, so there's that. And Atlanta wins this week. They rebound, they win, and they cover. Carolina had their big game last week. They can all pat themselves on the back and go enjoy a big steak dinner and maybe show up for practice this week. Maybe not. Nobody really cares.
Somebody say steak dinner?
P.J. Walker, is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah, he's Christian McCaffrey's gone, and, what do they got to play for at this point?
Patrick Ewing theory, if you've ever heard of that.
That's a good one, yeah. I mean, I know what you're going to say here, but I'm going against you. I know you want to talk me into so you can Riverside me again. But
That's the only excitement that I have with you in here, Dennis Dillon.
Falcons.
Just like Denver, Jacksonville, I would not lay any real money on this game whatsoever. I thought Atlanta was going to be the worst team at the beginning of the year. I kind of feel like Carolina is the worst team of the year, but they get rid of their superstar, they get rid of their coach, and they end up winning a game over a potential Super Bowl contender. The NFL just doesn't make sense right now. I'm going to take Carolina, but only because it's more than a field goal, is basically my thing. I think it's going to be a close game. It's probably going to be an ugly game, but I'll take the points in this one.
I am with you. Best bet for me. I'm taking Carolina in the 4.5. Atlanta's been using a lot of mirrors all season. Last week, the Bengals outgained them 537-214. So they didn't really keep it close on the field in terms of last week. And Carolina, statistically, yards per play margin, they're better than Atlanta. Give me Carolina here. Maybe the straight-up win, but, yeah, we'll take the 4.5. I'm taking Carolina as the best bet here. Next game, the Battle of Pennsylvania. Pittsburgh Steelers, Philadelphia Eagles. Kenny Pickett against Jalen Hurts. Philly, 10.5-point favorite, 43.5 total, beer man.
Oh, I knew you'd come to me first on this one. It goes right back to, I hate to lay double digits in the NFL. But, man, Philadelphia's rolling, and it's like there's nothing that can stop them. They just got better on defense with Robert Quinn. Philadelphia is expected to be favored in every game the rest of the year. I think they're going to be your number one seed. I think they're going to lose about two games this year. I don't think this is one of them, and I still think they blow out Pittsburgh. So I'm going to take the Eagles begrudgingly.
Pittsburgh covered against Miami the other day, and I don't think it happens again. The kid in the secondary for Philadelphia, the Brantley kid, is that his last name? Brantley? He might be the number one receiver for Kenny Pickett this coming week. Pittsburgh is just, they're just struggling. I mean, they got a new quarterback. He's not on the same page as the receivers yet. That's going to change eventually, but I'm going to lay the points and take the Eagles this week.
You said you liked the Eagles as the number one seed, Bear Man. If I told you in the desert, Eagles -215 to be the number one seed in the NFC, what would you? How would you handle that? Cowboys next choice +550,
ugh.
Vikings +650, Giants 12-1, Niners 30-1.
I think the only one that really has a shot at taking it over them would be the Minnesota Vikings. I mean, the division with San Francisco and the Rams and, even Seattle and who's playing good, they're going to beat each other up. They're not going to catch them, even though I think San Francisco could be the best team in the NFC on a neutral field kind of thing.
Pittsburgh getting 10.5 here. I'm like you. I'm not laying double-digit points with anybody. Give me Pittsburgh here. By the way, the Eagles have been favored every game so far this year. But none of them, they've been favored by more than a touchdown. So maybe a little bit too much here. And I'm like, yeah, 10.5, way too much for me. Even as bad as Kenny Pickett has been with that 2-touchdown, 7-interception ratio, yeah, I'm still taking the Steelers on the road. Next game, Miami, Detroit. Tua Tagovailoa and Jared Goff. 3.5, Miami is favored on the road. Total 51.5, Dennis.
Yeah, it's time for Detroit to step up a little bit. It's hard to believe that, what was it, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, they have the number one scoring offense in the NFL, and they've scored 6 points, a total of 6 points the last 2 weeks. But I think they get back on chart this week. I think Miami wins, but Detroit covers.
Miami was the hottest team in the NFL there for a little while, and then Tua got hurt. Tua comes back, Miami plays some decent ball, although he's slightly rusty. I think Miami starts rolling again, and I'll take the Dolphins over the Lions.
Tua is one sketchy play away from sitting out for the rest of a game.
Rest of the season.
Yeah, rest of his career.
Certainly.
I mean, you can go that direction, but yes.
I mean, the first hard hit he takes, he's coming out of the game.
Did you see him last week, though? He was on a run, and he went head first into a defender. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah. They looked good on their first two drives against Pittsburgh, and then the rest of the game was a snooze fest. They scored 13 of their 16 points in the first, I think, 6 or 7 minutes of the game. A field goal after that for the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Oh, what a great story the Lions are. Oh, Dan Campbell, the coach. Everybody loves him. They're on HBO Hard Knocks. Yeah, they started the season 3-0 against the spread. Everybody loves the Lions. Yeah, now they failed to cover 3 games in a row. They've been blown out in the last two. I don't think much of this coaching staff. Everybody loved him on Hard Knocks. They're immediately regretting that decision. Miami's going to cakewalk this one. They're going to roll Detroit in Detroit. More than 3.5. I'm taking the Dolphins here in this one, laying the 3.5. Next game. Arizona Cardinals, Minnesota Vikings. Minnesota, Kirk Cousins, 3.5-point favorite over Kyler Murray. New, what's that video game? Call of Duty came out last week. Might be in trouble. Total 49 in Minnesota. I think we're, I don't know who's up. I think it is Dennis.
I'll take Minnesota minus the points. They're really good at home, and the O-line really is struggling for Arizona. They really can't protect Kyler that much. Kyler doesn't need a whole lot of protection. He might run for, you know, 90 yards in this game, but I'm still taking Minnesota in this one. Minnesota coming off the bye. Minnesota wins and covers.
Arizona got Hopkins back. They got A.J. Green back. There's obviously a little kick in Kyler Murray's step. I do think Minnesota wins this game, but again, I think it's less than a field goal either direction. I'm going to take Arizona.
I'm with you, Beer Man. I'm taking Arizona the points, too. One of my best bets.
Yes.
Minnesota 5-1, straight up, but their yards per play is 26th, so there's not like they're dominating teams. They had a bye last week, but they've also faced the weakest schedule in the NFL so far. But Arizona played last Thursday, so it's not like it's a 1 week bye versus a full schedule here. Yeah, I'm taking Arizona the points in this one to keep it close up in Minnesota. I'm taking the Cardinals here. Next game, Mac Jones. Put Bailey Zappe on the bench for good the other day.
Delicious.
New England and the Jets. Zach Wilson.
Tasty.
Wait a minute. How are the Patriots now 2.5-point favorites at the Jets? Total 40.5. Beer Man.
Savory.
It's the coaching. I mean, Zach Wilson had less than, what, 100 yards last week. They're not using him. Their running back just got hurt. Brees Hall.
Brees Hall, yeah.
You know, they did bring in Robinson from Jacksonville. Belichick has owned the Jets for so long. And granted, it's because he's always had a better team. I do think the Jets have a better team right now. But was Belichick potentially looking ahead past the Bears? I doubt it, but I don't know. I'm going to stick with New England in this one. It's sort of one of those where if the line doesn't make sense, you kind of go with it. The line doesn't make sense in this one, so I'm going to take the Patriots.
New England's owned the Jets for the last, I think, 12 years. Now, you know, that's a dynasty team we're talking about, yes. 8-4 against the spread. Belichick hates the Jets. You could just feel.
He was the coach of the Jets for 5 minutes.
You can just feel his hatred for them. You could also just feel him throwing in the towel Monday night when he pulled Mac Jones out of the game and put Zappe in the second quarter. I mean, what kind of coach makes that kind of move? He was sending some kind of message there. I don't know what it was, but something
I felt
was
like he's a guy that calls into ESPN radio and wants to talk about the Kentucky football all the time. It just he just felt like a sports talk call-in guy, you know?
Zach Wilson hasn't been good, and the young running back, the rookie running back, is out. Belichick hates New York. Give me New England.
It is somewhat amazing that Belichick plays incredibly well against Cleveland and the Jets.
Yeah, yeah.
The two teams
he's
that
focused.
Let him go.
He's focused. He studied them.
Yeah.
And Belichick is a student of the game. Give me the Patriots.
Jets have covered four in a row. How can you guys go against them? I don't understand. Now, did they benefit from a backup quarterback last week in Denver? Probably so. They're 4-0 against the spread also on the road, as well as being 4-0 straight up. Am I going to sell high on the Jets here? Yeah. This is New England's game. Post-game talk last week was all about quarterbacks instead of a defense that allowed 243 rushing yards to those Bears.
Oh, they're good.
That's what the key was. Yeah, they're humiliated. You don't think Belichick's going to bounce back? Yeah, I'm laying the points, the 2.5 with New England in this one. I hate it that we all agree on that one. I thought somebody was going to be suckered into the Jets, but apparently not. Next game. We're getting to the 4 o'clock games now. Tennessee, Ryan Tannehill goes to Houston and Davis Mills. Apparently the bloom is off the flower for young Davis Mills. But Tennessee, only a 2.5-point favorite here in Houston. Dennis.
Give me the under. I'm done.
Total 40.5.
I like the under in this game. Tennessee's just going to run the ball in this game. I don't something smells kind of fishy about this game, though, doesn't it? Houston just getting 1.5. Tennessee coming off big wins. I think Tennessee wins and covers, but it wouldn't surprise me if Sunday morning I wake up and even with Ryan Tannehill starting the game, if I don't just go, you know what, how about we just put $10 on Houston to win? Because it just feels like that kind of game. But for now, I'm taking Tennessee.
Houston's finding their way little by little, but they're sort of like the Chicago Bears. They're just building, and they've still got some more building to do. Tennessee, I think, has finally figured it out. I know early in the year we thought Indianapolis was going to take this division convincingly. I think Tennessee's going to take this division, albeit not convincingly. I still don't think they're a great team. But I do think that they win this game in cover, so I'll take the Titans.
Riverside, both of you, best bet style. Give me Houston in this game. Ryan Tannehill, we're not 100% sure he's going to start in this game. We thought that about Russell Wilson here last week. Might be another situation with Tannehill. A little bit questionable right now. Titans have covered 4 in a row, but they rank dead last in the league in yards per play margin, despite being 4-2. Yeah, Houston's been a little better than expected. They're 3-4, but I want to take if you saw that game last week, Tennessee scored 19 points without an offensive touchdown. So there you go. I'm taking Houston, getting the 2.5. Would love to have the 3. But, I don't think I'm going to get to the 3. So we'll take the 2.5 anyway. Next game, New York Giants, Seattle Seahawks. In the great Northwest, Geno Smith and Danny Dimes Jones. Seattle, 3-point favorite, 44.5 total, beer man.
Daniel Jones, we've determined this, plays better on the road than he does at home. Brian Daboll is probably going to be your coach of the year. As of right now, he's done unbelievable. I don't understand why Seattle would be favored in this game outside of the fact that the game is in Seattle. But the Giants kind of have something rolling. I don't think this is where they stumble. So I'm going to take the Giants and get the points.
New York Giants 5-0 as a dog. What they're doing feels kind of like unsustainable.
A fraud. Yes, I agree.
I mean, but I think that's too harsh. I mean, they've proven that they can win games. They're fighting, but it does not seem like they can hang with it. There's a stumble in their very near future, and this could be it. But in the meantime, I'm going to ride the wave, take the Giants and the points.
You know, I hate this game.
Yeah,
me too. I really hate it. I don't think I'll be on either side in the desert. But one side I'm looking to maybe take will be a little bit of an underplay. I don't think you're going to see Seattle put up nearly as many points as they've been putting up most games this year. And the Giants, I'm not going to see there either. You might have some weather issues in Seattle. But, yeah, the Giants, they continue to defy logic statistically. They're one of the bottom five teams in the league yards per play margin, yet they're still 6-1 straight up and against the spread. So eventually, this has to end, and this might be the way. I will lay the points with Seattle. But, man, I don't feel good about this at all. And but, yeah, looking to take an under here, potentially. Next game, here we go, a battle of quarterbacks, to say the least. Taylor Heinicke, Sam Ehlinger, Washington and Indianapolis. Mm. I have a conspiracy theory that the Colts benched Matt Ryan because they didn't want to get embarrassed going to Washington when they had just gotten rid of Carson Wentz last year. So they just didn't want all this comparison and all this stuff. That's why they benched Matt Ryan for good. Washington now, a 3-point underdog on the road in Indy. Total 39.5. Dennis.
Oh, that's a lot to go to, isn't it? I like your theory. In, you know, theoretically speaking, it's kind of fun. Is it true? Maybe.
Who knows at this point? With these two teams, who knows?
You just don't have a feel for either of these two teams. And it's really I mean, I can't imagine really, truly betting this with your heart and your knowledge because, man, this outcome could go either way. And that's why I would take Washington and whatever points was given to me. Just don't believe in Indy, even though I think they're the superior team. Washington has players, and it's the NFL. Any given Sunday, I'll take the points. Give me Washington.
What's the line on this game?
3.
In whose favor?
Colts are 3-point favorite, total 39.5.
So the Colts are a half game back in their division, yep, which means realistically they have a decent shot at the playoffs. Mm-hmm. When you basically say we're going to bench a tenured quarterback in the NFL who has been great at times, I think you're giving up on the season or you're hoping to catch lightning in the bottle. Maybe they realize, hey, we can make the playoffs, but we're not going to win the Super Bowl kind of thing. I don't really understand the move by telling Matt Ryan, hey, you're down for the year kind of thing. I'm not laying points in this game. I'm going to go with Washington, expecting it to be one of the teams winning with a late field goal. I think it's going to be incredibly low scoring also.
None of us have any idea what to expect from Sam Ehlinger at all. And now that Washington's with Taylor Heinicke, what do we expect from them? I don't know. There was nothing fluky about Washington beating Green Bay last week, though. They outgained the Packers by over 120 yards, so they were good. I want to take Washington here, but it's a lean. It's not a McDaddy Stogie worthy. I have no idea what the Colts will be like, but I'm with you. Before the season started, I thought the Colts were a big time contender. Right now, the desert says they're plus 225 to win the division. Only 2-1, basically. That seems like a kind of a short shot for a team to be saying to their starting quarterback,
yeah,
you're done. So it might be some stuff going on behind the scenes here that we don't really know about as squares here in the public of this one. Next game. The LA Rams at home against the San Francisco 49ers. Jimmy G still up and running. Matthew Stafford. Niners road favorites. 1.5 over the Rams. Total only 43 here. Bierman.
So there's a theory that says when a great team gets embarrassed, go with them the next week. I'm going to take San Francisco. They've owned the Rams. They added Christian McCaffrey. They've had a full week to actually prepare with them. I think they had the shiny new toy and they were trying to figure out how to play with it a little bit last week. Well, this week they read the instructions and they're like, okay, this is the direction that we're going now. I think they blow out the Rams. The Rams are still kind of floundering, trying to figure out how to get everybody healthy, but I'm going to take the 49ers here.
Yeah, I'm taking San Francisco, too. They're getting healthy. The defense is arguably one of the best in the NFL, and they're getting players back every week. plus, as you said, they have the shiny new toy, which I've seen backfire more often than not. But and LA is coming off of the bye, but you know, the Rams have just looked like such a mess. I just can't take them, and I know there's a lot of people who would. Give me San Francisco.
I want to take the Rams, but I don't feel good about it at all. When you look at this game and you see that it's only a point and a half for the Niners, and like you said, they've won seven in a row regular season, Niners have from the Rams. Niners are still number two in the league in yards per play margin. So statistically, even though they're 3-4, they're still going to get done statistically on the field. Yeah, I'll take the Rams, but again, a non-McDaddy Stogie type pick. Let's go to the night game.
Real quick, let's go back to that one.
Yes.
The thing is, with Christian McCaffrey, San Francisco already had a great run game. Mm-hmm. So if they're smart, I don't think they need this guy for 25 plays a game. I think, you know, 15 to 18 is more than enough if you even go that many. If San Francisco's smart, they'll utilize their game that they've been playing and just – add him in as an extra component on occasion.
Absolutely. They got Jeff Wilson Jr. They've got Kyle Juszczyk. And then they've also have Debo Samuel.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they've got players all over the place. San Francisco is the better team. I don't think anybody's going to argue that at this point. But why is it only 1.5 points?
That's the thing right there. That's
the scary part.
Yeah. When the old fishy lines, you know, CNC Music Factory. Things that make you go, Yeah, exactly. Let's get to the night game. Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. What are they doing with their lives now? Because it seems like they all hate each other in Green Bay. Buffalo, Josh Allen, everything's great for them. 10.5 point favorite on the Bills, 47.5 total. Dennis.
Why don't you just bury the lead? When you say it like that, I know who you're going with, and then that confuses me. It makes me start to
Read into things, Dylan. You just need to like think for yourself. And block out all the noise, you know, the signal and the noise. Can you block out the signal and the noise?
I've never heard anyone identify themselves so accurately.
Exactly.
Because you are noise.
Well, the nerve of some people.
It's the first time in his career he's been a double-digit dog. Aaron Rodgers goes in as a 10.5.
That's a good one. I didn't
underdog.
Know that. That's good.
Wow, Green Bay's got so many problems. Can they get it together for one game against arguably, probably the best team in the NFL? I'm going to say no. I just don't think they have a clue right now. You get beat by Washington. I don't care how bad you get embarrassed in the NFL. You get beat 2 weeks in a row, and last week it was by Washington. Yeah, and I'm gonna side with Buffalo in this. And I feel kind of good about it.
I'm right there with you. You listen to Aaron Rodgers in press conferences and stuff like that. He seems dejected. He's blaming the rest of the team. He's not taking any onus on himself. You know, the coaching staff needs to do a better job. Maybe they need to scale things back. Defense needs to step up a little bit. Rodgers is kind of checking out, and he's not really working with these young guys. Buffalo has given up the least amount of points in the NFL this year. Aaron Rodgers has nobody to throw to. So I'm going to take Buffalo. Last year, they either won by a bunch or they lost by a few. I think this is one where they win by a bunch.
I think Buffalo are just chomping at the bit to get a piece of Aaron Rodgers. I don't think they can wait for this game.
Anything, any reason that you would bet on Green Bay in this game? What is the one reason you would bet on Green Bay here?
Aaron Rodgers would be the only.
Right. There's no other reason that you would take Green Bay the points in this game. None. Coaching, offense, there's nothing other than the name Aaron Rodgers. That's the only reason you would be taking Green Bay here. Mm-hmm. Green Bay's just not a good team. They're not a good team. And Buffalo is much better. They're off a bye, and the Packers have lost four straight to the spread by an average of 13 points. That's a lot out in the desert. I wouldn't be shocked if Buffalo ran up 40 and it was a 40-10 type game. But I'm still taking the Packers at 10.5
points. I was waiting for it.
I'm still taking Aaron Rodgers at those 10.5 points because it's against my religion to lay double digits in the NFL. Yep. But like I said, I wouldn't be shocked to see Green Bay just totally boat raced here.
Well, I'm laying 3 10-point games this week, and I know I'm going to hit two of them. So
there, you heard it first here, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's get to Monday night. How ironic is it that on Halloween that the two teams involved are both orange and black? I don't think the NFL did.
You went deep on that.
I know. I came up with that the other day. I was like, oh, yeah, there you go. There you go. Things that make you go.
Well, the Browns are officially brown and orange. But
Work with me here, Dylan. When I've got a punchline, just go with it, you know.
I'm just taking up for all the Browns fans right now who are going, hey, man, our team might suck, but it's not orange and black.
Close enough. You have to ruin everything, don't you? You're the show killer. Show killer, Dennis Dylan.
Buzzkill.
Bengals. 3.5-point favorites at Cleveland. Joe Burrow versus Jacoby Brissett. Total's 47. I think we start with the beer man on this one.
I don't think Cincinnati's showcase last week was a fluke. I think they are absolutely finding their groove. You know, everybody wants to say it's probably going to come down to Kansas City and Buffalo, but isn't that what they said last year? And who came rolling out of the AFC but your Cincinnati Bengals? It's a rivalry game. I'm well aware of that, but Cincinnati's defense is pretty solid. Their offensive line is coming together like we talked about earlier. Burrow is just seeing his receivers wide open on a regular basis. So I'm going to lay the 3.5 and take Houdé.
I think you just made me change my mind.
I dick.
Stefanski hasn't looked good all season. He's made some bad coaching errors.
Popovich?
Yes.
Oh, Stefanski. I'm sorry.
You know what he needs on that team? Baker Mayfield.
A quarterback. Any quarterback. Oh, yeah, he's got one, but he's in trouble. Okay.
Cleveland's offense has not been creative. They have not been confident. They have zero confidence and ideas. Having said all of that, Jacoby Brissett was the starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. I think it was 2017. It was the first or second game of the year, and the Colts were beating the Bengals. Well, this is another time. You know, this has been five, six years ago. The Bengals won the game on a fluke interception by the DE, Carlos Dunlap, who scored a touchdown on the play, and the Bengals end up winning the game. Something about this, it's Halloween night. I'm taking Cleveland. Cincinnati wins, fingers crossed. I'm taking Cleveland in the points.
On Halloween night, the Browns have been downright scary the last four games. Four straight losses and four straight non-covers against the spread.
Right.
The Bengals have covered 5 in a row.
Right.
Easy money, right? Then a lot of money early in the week came in on the Bengals. Oh. Joe Burrow, totally better than Jacoby Brissett.
Come on.
Give me the Browns. 3.5.
I knew he was
division game on a Monday night. Give me that division play. Weird things can happen on Halloween. I'll take that hook. The hook will bring you back.
At the beginning of the season, who was projected as having the best defense in that division?
Ravens.
You think it was
probably
Ravens?
The Ravens.
Okay, I was thinking it was Cleveland. Who's got the worst defense in that division?
Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not what anyone expected from the AFC North this year, really. Everybody was kind of playing against the Bengals coming back with the Super Bowl hangover, and they were, of course, building up the Browns and the Ravens in the process.
I think this is one of those years, though, that, I mean, yeah, we like Cincinnati, but you're sitting there going, Baltimore is going to be the team that's going to compete with them. And if you look at the standings, they're tied. Mm-hmm. And Cleveland and Pittsburgh are down at the bottom like we kind of projected. This one's holding course for what we thought it was going to be.
It's not surprising me, but I think it's surprising a lot of other people. I mean, I follow the AFC North more than any other league.
Yeah.
So I feel like I know it a little bit better than the others. And, you know, it's playing out like I thought it would.
Yeah.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. We have hit every game in the NFL. Now, it's time for our award-winning segment, The Best Bets on the Board. Dennis Dylan, would you like the honors or would you like to give pass on the honors?
I defer.
You defer? Beer Man, would you like to defer?
We will kick.
Who am I referring to now?
I will be happy to give you my best bets,
so,
all on this legal pad of money. Right here.
So I'm looking at the teams that we picked together. We all liked Washington. We all liked New England.
Uh-oh.
I would have to say that those are two of my best bets. I love Cincinnati in this spot. I'll put that one in there, and I love Buffalo in this spot.
Can you please not take Cincinnati?
please. You took Cleveland. Let it go.
Do you want to defer again, Dylan, or do you want me to just ramble on with my genius
Just keep going.
Yep. All right. My best bets, one total. Let's go under. Giants in Seattle, under 45 here. Let's count on some wind up at the Great Northwest. The sides, we love a lot of dogs here this week. Give us Tampa on Thursday night. Well, of course, when I wrote this down, they were getting one. Now they're a one-point favorite. Ah, take them anyway. Let's do it anyway. Give me Denver. Getting 2.5 over in London. Give me the Steelers getting 10.5 against the Philly Eagles. Give me Houston getting that 2.5. Give me the Browns on Monday night. Riverside of your beer, man. I'm going to take the Browns getting the 3.5. Give me the Saints at home against the Raiders. Give me the Carolina Panthers against Atlanta getting the points down in Atlanta. You know what? Give me the Rams against the 49ers. Best bet. 1.5. Straight up win for the Rams here. Basically putting the Niners season into total turmoil. There you go. Rams, there's a best bet for you. Now, Dennis Dillon, you've stalled long enough.
I'm going to defer to Stivers. Wait, what's that sound?
We shouldn't bet, ladies and gentlemen, because it'll just cause corruption around these college basketball teams, and our boys don't want to play. They'll just want to play for the bookies.
I have five favorites this week. Jacksonville and Denver, under. Tennessee and Houston, under. Against the spread, the Bills minus however many against the Packers. And the Patriots, minus the points against the Jets. And Cleveland, plus the points against my beloved Cincinnati Bengals. And I hope I lose it.
You've come over to the dark side with us on the Browns on Monday night. Yes, congratulations.
It's Halloween, man.
Very wise pick.
Everybody's best bet is in the Cincinnati-Cleveland game.
Would you like to call in some action? I'll give you a new phone number. You can call in your action on the Bengals Monday night.
Would you like to call a friend?
Phone a friend.
Phone a friend.
And my friend would be my local bookie. But that's neither here nor there. Okay, guys, we're done. Very good. Good job, everybody. For once, I think we got done in only 40-something minutes. So, yeah, congratulations. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, y'all. We appreciate it.
Yes, very much so.
You can reach out and find any of us here in Lexington, Kentucky on our appropriate websites, classicrock921fm.com, or what website are you on, Brad? You're right. Nobody wants to talk to Brad.
Well, yeah.
Moving right along, week 8 of the NFL. Here we go, Thursday Night Football.
Thank you so much for listening. And until the next time, as always.
3, 2, 1. Suck it, Stivers!
Suck on this, Stivers. You ain't stopping my gambling anytime soon. May the winners be yours.